Okay, here's what's going on. I'm at the house, just playing around on the computer because I don't go to bed. It's 5:47 a.m. here. I'll be going to bed within half an hour. I drive the night shift usually, so this is the hours that I'm up. I'm going to get up tomorrow. I'm going to grab my black convertible Mustang. I'm going to go race around town and pretend like I'm Burt Reynolds. Hopefully I won't get arrested. I don't have a black Trans Am, but I got a black convertible. It's got a V8 and a loud noise. Maybe I'll record some of it. I'm looking forward to that. Friday, football game, high school football game. High school's up the street. I don't know anybody there, but I'm going to go anyway. Saturday, 5 a.m., I leave for Portland. If I get stuck there, I'm going to call Bernie and ask him where his cousins live. That way I have some place to go and eat. In fact, Bernie, if they live close to where I'm going, I should get in touch with you, find out where they are. If they live close to where I'm going, I will go to their house with a microphone and tell them that Bernie sent me and that I'm here for dinner. That would be hilarious. I would actually enjoy that if I don't get arrested. Let's see what else is going on. New bid starting soon. Portland. Hopefully I'll get a California, Chicago, Denver, Chicago. It'll be like 6,300 miles. Not much time off, but I'm looking forward to it. New driver, working out really good. Nice kid. Smooth driver. Excellent. Only been driving a year. I'm highly impressed. So that's what's going on. So not much else. Anyway, let's get on with the show.
Yes, it's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How can anything be wrong? A good day from morning till night. And it's a good day for shining your shoes. Yes, it's a good day for losing your blues. Everything to gain, nothing to lose. A good day from morning till night. Good to hear from you, Kingfish. I'm glad you actually put an episode out there where you're talking. Yeah, it's good, good. Do you catch my episodes? I'm wondering if you've caught some of my recent episodes where I've put some new music up. And there's some exciting things happening on the music front, working with some producers, and it's all very exciting.
Well, rest in peace, Burt Reynolds. You're a great actor. It's one of my favorites. Tonight, in honor of Burt Reynolds, I watched Smokey and the Bandit. It's a great movie. It's a great truck driving movie. Remember, the bandit was a truck driver. The best part of the movie, at the very beginning, he goes on the first car chase, pulls up behind the building, loses the cop, pulls the car forward, stops, looks at the camera, gives you that shit-eating grin that he's got, and then speeds off, and you know it's going to be a nonstop from there. I haven't seen the full movie in years. It's probably been well over 20 years since I watched the thing in its entirety. Well worth watching. Rest in peace, Burt Reynolds. Hopefully there's a Trans Am waiting for you somewhere. And you're hauling ass across wherever it is you're at. And Jackie Gleason's on your ass. That would be something. Rest in peace, Burt Reynolds.
Oh, by the way, I forgot. I am on iTunes. So if you look for anything by me, Miss Happenings and Goings On, I think is what you can look for. I think I did a feed burner, did I? I don't remember. But if you look there, you'll be able to listen to all that stuff that I have and then just comment on it, you know, when you have the time. So, yeah. I think that's about it. I'm going to be actually doing the ground beef and helping to cook dinner and doing a shepherd's casserole, shepherd's pie tonight. So, yep, there we go. Anyway, take care and be aware that anything you upload from the iPhone app or the Anchor app, like if you import it, it turns into mono for some bizarre reason, but hopefully they'll fix that, I hope. All right, take care.
Psst, Charlie. My new song is out, More Than Just a Thrill. It's on Tune. It's also up on my station. So you'll probably hear it in my podcast, if you listen to my podcast, but you said you're not caught up. So here's the link for you. And I'll send it by Facebook as well. Cheers.
Both these women are well worth listening to. They got some nice stuff. It's one thing I like about these social media things. You know, the radio is dead. You never hear anything good on a radio anymore. It's the same crap over and over again. But it's a small independent artist that I like to hear. You know, the people who really put their heart and soul into it, and it's not over auto-tuned and all that crap. You know, this is the stuff I like. I support the independent artist every chance I get.
Kingfish, you know, about those K-cup costs. My wife wanted to get one of those, and I was like, no way, that looks so expensive. You got to buy all these things. But we ended up getting one, and then I bought one of these little reusable K-cup things that you plug in there. And I ended up using, and actually it saved me money in the long run, because I would just fill the little strainer and then drop it in the K-cup and put it in there. And I barely used any coffee. It cut my actual like use of coffee waste in half. So now I'm down to the point where I'm like, screw that. These K-cup things are the way to go. It saves me money in the long run. So go get the K-cup machine and go steal your doctor's free coffee. Killjoy out.
Kingfish, hello. It's late here and I'm just about to go to sleep. And I've been listening to you talking about the dentist. And you made me smile. The idea of you popping into the dentist to have a cup of coffee in the morning, becoming a regular, dropping in as a regular, to have a cup of coffee in the fancy machine. I love it. I love it. I hope you do it. Because, you know, you'd be going in with some enthusiasm, looking forward to your cup of coffee. Not many people go into the dentist with much enthusiasm. And by the way, are you going to leave that hole in your mouth? Are you going to fill it with some?
Well, you know, I think encouragement from both Killjoy and Paul Amani, I think that's a pretty good indicator that I need to go see Dr. Schinner. And I need to go there just for the coffee. And I think I'm going to do what they both said. I'm going to get the K-cups. I'm just going to go in there with my thermos. And they'll say, I got a plan for that. And I think I'm going to go in there enthusiastically, because they're not going to be used to it, like Paul said. I think it's going to be a good time. I'm looking forward to it. And this dentist, keep in mind, he's just up the street from me, Dr. Schinner. And his receptionist has been working there since 1979. His hygienists have been there like 20 years. I mean, everybody's been there forever. And I think they think I'm a nut job to begin with. Because I must admit, they do scare me a little bit. Something about the dentist. But I think I'm going to take both these men's advice. I'm going to go up there. Maybe next week. Within the next 2 weeks, I'm going to do this. And I will record the whole thing, and we'll see what happens. It should be quite interesting. Oh, my goodness. It's going to be hilarious. I'll either get kicked out, or they'll strap me in a chair and give me a teeth cleaning and pull out the drill. So I swear, Paul, if they pull out the drill, I'm coming to get you in Ireland. As for which tooth it was I lost, it was the upper left-hand side all the way in the back. So I don't have any holes to fill it, just that one in the far back. So it's not a big deal. But the sound, oh, my God, the sound. painful. The sound actually hurt worse than anything else. It was terrible. So anyway, I'll talk to y'all later.